united ever, God the Father. That's why he sent us Jesus Christ. And that's why we're here to celebrate tonight. So as we pray, let's just turn our hearts and our attention over to God and let him guide us. And I pray that he's going to come and lead us in some worship. And we'll just pray and glorify him. Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you so much, Lord, for your blessing of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you so much that Jesus Christ is our Savior, your gift, our hope. The forgiveness of our sins is found in Jesus Christ. God, thank you so much for that. Father, I pray as we celebrate tonight and tomorrow, God, that will never, ever be far from our focus, the fact that we celebrate Christ Jesus, your Son. God, thank you that we can come tonight. Father, I thank you for each person here. God, I thank you for the opportunity you've given each person to be here. Father, to be healthy, to be well. Father God, that we can come together and celebrate Jesus Christ. Lord, that's what this time is about, Jesus Christ. I can't say the words enough. I can't say the name enough, Jesus Christ. God, I pray that Jesus Christ will permeate our hearts and minds. Father, I pray that Jesus Christ will overwhelm us. Father, I pray if there's anyone that does not know Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the one who has given them new life, brought them from death into life, God, I pray that tonight, this Christmas Eve, would be the night of salvation. God, what a great gift that would be for someone to receive tonight. God, we thank you, and we praise you, and we lift your name, and we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's stand and let's sing.
Go ahead and be seated real quick. I know it's a family tradition for a lot of people to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all that, so thought we'd read that here tonight. A slightly different version than what we're probably used to, but here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas in the town of Bethlehem. There was no place in the whole town to room for them. The doors were all shut and locked from within. There was no room, not even at the inn. The time had come for the mother to give birth. God would not delay to send his son to the earth. Joseph and Mary located a stable and bedded down there while she was still able. The firstborn son was wrapped in cloths and laid in a manger. The Son of God sent to be a world changer. From the beginning, born to be humble. Through his work, sin and hell would crumble. Born to us this day, Jesus the Christ, our Emmanuel, an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds to tell. They were tending their flocks in the field nearby. The appearance of the Lord's angel would terrify. The angel spoke to them with God's glory displayed, and said unto them, Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all mankind. The Savior has been born to bring sight to the blind. Born to you in the town of David as a stranger is the Savior, the Christ, the Lord, wrapped and lying in a manger. A great company of heavenly hosts appeared praising God and expressing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor is resting. When the angels had left them, they hurried off to find the Lord, the Messiah, the hope of mankind. They found him exactly as they had been told. This filled them with joy and made them bold. They shared their testimony of what they had seen and heard. They spread the good news, the gospel word. When you find Jesus, how could you not tell of God's glorious Son and salvation from hell?
Please stand as we sing again our Christmas hymns.
God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, held incarnate deity, pleased is man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Sky and stay by my side. till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
Good evening. For our scripture reading today, we're going to read Luke 2, 1 through 20. If you want to follow along with your pew Bible, that is in page 724. Okay, Luke 2, 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
To thee, O Israel.
Special that we all get to sing together again.
Amen.
Amen. If you know me on Sunday, I just love to sing with y'all, and we just love to sing corporately as we lift our voices up to the Lord. So it's such a special time to be together Christmas Eve and just be able to share these old hymns and new things and just lift them up to the Lord. So I pray as we get to sing O Holy Night that you maybe even think about that night long ago.
Born to be our friend, He law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power. Christ is born, while shepherds kept their watching for silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heaven there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger the humble Christ was born, and brought us God's salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
God, we celebrate with joy because
Side That the light has been here. Go and be a reminder to the world that the light has been present with you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.